Tim, how do you assess that one today?
Slow start, invited pressure. They changed their shape at Eastleigh, 3-5-2. They looked a little bit more like a 3-4-3 with a very narrow front three. But it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, totally irrelevant what system they play, because they played that at our place under Flinney. I thought we were slow out the blocks. Invited pressure, as I say. Invited shots from distance. They score off one. You know, nobody comes out of the pack to get a block on. You know, we start barking a little bit from the sideline. All of a sudden, we liven up. I thought after 25 minutes, we bossed it then till the end of the first half. I don't remember them getting out until the ball gets slid right on half-time to Jennings. And once again, we don't get out of our slot and then get in his face and take one in the body to block it. And it flies in the top corner. Second half was just total and utter domination. I honestly don't remember them getting in our... Well, I don't remember them getting in our box. A couple of clearances that landed in behind us. But other than that, it was just one-way traffic and we couldn't score. We could have scored after 5 seconds of the kickoff when Beasley goes through and probably should lob him. Good save from the kid. Then we had umpteen chances to claw one back. And then, you know, that's a real test of their character. Then, you know, they're on the run, they're on. They're at home. The punters are getting their face when they're not doing, or when they're on the ropes. And we weren't ruthless enough. But the bottom line is, we've given ourselves a mountain to climb by the first 20 minutes of being sluggish. And, you know, listen, I made that point at Dover, where we nicked a point. I made the point once or twice away from home this season. It's something that we've looked at, and I've just said to them there, at the end of the day, I tell them what I tell them in there, and they know what I think of them in terms of their quality and what I think, where I think we are in the division. But in the end, I'm going to have to look at it and think, maybe I'm kidding myself. Because at home, we're absolutely red hot, and away from home, we're sketchy. Today, there was a game there to grab around the scruff of the neck and go and get some points on the board. And we didn't do that. You know, we start, as I say, with a sluggish start, and then having to come back from two, you're giving yourself a mountain to climb.
Could you have had a couple of penalties?
Oh, Jesus, I mean, listen, I said to the fourth official, I'm not going to... They say the same spiel because they're being assessed, and they come out with all this blarney, and you go and see them and hand the sheet over, and come in after for 30 minutes and discuss it. What's the point? You know, it's absolutely waste of time because you get the same stock answer, they didn't see this, he did, whatever. Listen, there's four or five appeals. I'm a mile away, is the one, the first one, whether that's in the box. I asked him at halftime, he was adamant it wasn't. He might be right. Listen, we had a few calls and we didn't get any of them, you know what I mean? And that's probably maybe the difference when you come to places like this, Hartlepool, Chesterfield, big crowds. Maybe there's a bit of an intimidation factor. There shouldn't be, because it's, you know, it's not even half full. So, you know, but they have a melt up and that proved the case. But it doesn't matter, you know, take all that away. We still got to do better. We still got to punish people when we're in the real good business areas. But first and foremost, you've got to be solid and be hard to score past. And for 20 minutes, I didn't think we were.
Just finally, you've mentioned about the away form. What is it about what's the difference?
It isn't super bad. I mean, let's be honest, there's quite a few with similar away records to us and none with as good a home record. However, I mean, I'm looking at how do you get to the next level. I mean, as a player, I was lucky enough to play in teams that went on and did things. And you build it on a bedrock of being absolutely, you know, rock solid, if you like, safe as defensively, no mistakes, no silly passes across a square passes in your final third, midfield third on a poor pitch, you know, no getting sucked into positions, getting sucked out of your shape too early, making sure you're marking, coming out and blocking. You know, you've got to make sure you do that bit of it first, because we create chances for fun as a football team, but you've got to make sure you're solid at the back. And listen, we're going all right. We've had a good start, you know, that's just over the halfway mark now, and we're going all right. But you know, there's some serious teams in this division and serious clubs, and to keep pace with them isn't easy. You know, we are an embryonic team, and we're trying our best and we're working hard, but we've got to work harder and we've got to be better, and they know that, and I know it. So listen, we're going well. If I'd have been offered this start in August, I'd have took it. If they said, that's you in the league, you've had a cup run, I'd have took it. But I'm saying to them, the key element now is kicking on. Can we kick on now? And we've got some serious, as everybody has, some serious games coming up now in a very brief period of time. And you can either get yourself in the picture, or you can give yourself a lot to do. And obviously, we've got to bed ourselves in and make sure that we're solid and we keep our shape and our form over the next few games and stay at the races.
Just finally, very quickly on the, because you say about obviously the league, that is the focus, but FA Trophy's next. Is that a chance to give a few players, because you kept it unchanged today, is it a chance for some other players to stake a claim?
Well, I mean, we kept it unchanged because for 60, 65 minutes against a top four League One team, we were absolutely brilliant, absolutely unbelievable. And we're playing some scintillating stuff at times, really, really effective, brutal in terms of our ruthlessness in the 18-yard box, in both 18-yard boxes. And obviously, I get the ending, and in the end, we were blitzkrieged by a team two divisions higher than us, and they got some good players, so I have to take that on the chin. So I didn't really see anyone that ultimately deserved to get left out, so that's why we went with that. And listen, we've got one or two that are chomping at the bit. Bliss has had a long injury and he's coming back. Danny was in the team doing really well, but listen, he needed a little rest, to be fair to him. He's done a lot of work, and Dan's sort of mid-30s, 34 odd. So, we've got to look after him a little bit. Ozzy's always in the wars because he gets whacked all the while. We've got one or two mid for Terry Hawkridge, people like that. That Jonesy, who's coming on loan till January. So we've got a few. There's a few options, but I can't start making wholesale changes because Darlington are a good team. They've gone to the best got and took them back to their home ground in an FA Cup tie, 2-2 draw. They've got spirit, they'll have a big following, and it's a game, or it's a competition that we got to the quarter-final in last year. So under no circumstances will we be taking Darlington lightly, and we're expecting a very, very tough game. So I've got a few days to mull over what I'm going to do. But you've got to, obviously, most of us will have to use the length and breadth of our squad, because then we're into Barrow, obviously, and then it's bang, 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 Chesterfield, Notts, Chesterfield and Yeovil. So it's quick and it's hard. They're all big, big, tough games against good sides. So we'll have a think about it. But ultimately, on today's scenario, I'm just disappointed that 20 minutes again, it's like Dover, and you have to start ranting and raving a little bit, and all of a sudden people start jumping about. I think we need to be better than that. We need to start quickly away from home, like we do at home, and then we're going to put together a serious run, although we are on a serious run. But I'm saying, don't give it away. Why give it away? Go there, be brave, get up against your man. You've got a man to get up against in systems. Go and get a run over the top of him. Be strong. So listen, that's the message coming out of this game. We're disappointed, but we've got to move on. And certainly, we've got a period of games now where we need to, as I say, bed ourselves in and stick together and get some points on the board.